Now, this is one of those skills that you go, well, where could I ever use this skill? Actually, a remote viewing skill can be used for about every problem you have. And we're going to have other sessions on how to use it with health and how to use it with relationships and things of this nature. But just again, I was driving back from a seminar I gave in Sacramento, California. And I'm about halfway back to Medford, Oregon. And all of a sudden, I noticed the oil pressure gauge on my vehicle dropped to zero, which means big trouble if you're going to have a motor repaired. So I pulled over to the side, and I'm not a mechanic. I had no clue what to do. So it's about 11 p.m. at night, and I phoned up AAA, and they said, well, we can't have a man there until tomorrow morning. And I said, okay. So I drove to the closest motel, parked my vehicle, went in, went to sleep. And when I'm sleeping, I had this dream that I saw this little sensor that had a plug unclipped from it. And I went, wow, what's that? And goes, it's oil sensing unit. And I went, that is so cool. And so the next morning, the AAA man comes out, and I said, I wonder if it could be an oil sensor unit. Maybe it became unplugged. And he went under the front of the vehicle. And when he went under the front, I went, wait a minute, it's in the back of the vehicle. It's not in the front. And he goes, nope, this one's plugged in. And I said, well, maybe there's one in the back. And he goes, nah, this car doesn't have one in the back. I said, could you look? So he crawled under the back of the vehicle, and he goes, my gosh, there is one back here, and it's unplugged. And he plugged it back in. We started up the car. It had oil pressure. Wasn't a doggone thing wrong with it. I got in my car and drove home. So remote viewing can help you. I remote view where I can find the gold first. I love the Illinois River back there in Medford area, Southern Oregon. They have a lot of gold deposits back there, and it's nice to go out and find gold every time you go out. Before I'd go out, I'd try to find gold, and all I got was sore knees. It's sort of neat because when Dennis was talking about finding the gold with the gold prospector, I just sort of tuned into what he was doing, and I saw a meander here, and I saw it too shallow, so it wouldn't drop off the water there in the gold. But right out here, I saw a ledge with a dip and a whole bunch of gravel right behind it. And that's what I saw, and I saw the gold going down into that.